Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today on WIFM. Pleased to welcome to our program from the Allegheny and Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service, Carmen Long. Good morning, Carmen.
Good morning, Danny.
Hope you're doing well today.
I am. I hope you are as well.
I sure am. Carmen, always a pleasure to talk with you. We are kind of hard for me to believe, but already well into February, and that gives us something really good to talk about because February is Heart Month. And your topic today is?
Be heart smart and strong.
All right. Well, how do we go about doing those things, and how important is it all, Carmen?
So it is really important when we think about our heart may be the most important muscle in our body, mm-hmm. and we need to exercise all of our muscles, no matter our age or our condition. So yeah. Sometimes we don't think about needing to exercise our heart muscle until we have a problem. Mm-hmm. So we're going to think about ways that we can exercise not only our heart, but all of our muscles so that we can be good and strong and hopefully be healthy, not just during February, but all year long.
And I know you just said it's important for all of us of all ages. So let's talk about strong muscles for children.
So even kids can be more fit. They don't need to necessarily train in a gym with weights or machines, but kids need to build their muscles by playing. And so thinking about letting kids have opportunities to be on playground equipment, jungle gyms, thinking about when we were kids, we probably climbed trees.
Yep.
We did more outdoor activities than a lot of kids do today. So just providing opportunities for kids to build those strong muscles.
Carmen, when I was a kid, I climbed trees and I fell out of trees. So. That part was not planned.
That might not be too good for our bones.
No. Strong muscles for teens. About that, Carmen.
So once our kids get a little bit older, training with weights, machines, or resistance bands actually are okay for teens to get stronger. Strength training also improves sports performance, and it will help build endurance. But we do need to remember that our teens are still growing, and to be safe, they really kind of need to work with someone who knows what's going on,
yep.
some sort of a trainer or a coach. Often kids have the opportunity to do weight training at school,
mm-hmm.
Or maybe through a sports club or a team. So just look for those opportunities, too. Sometimes our teens are a little bit more interested in getting stronger because they do know that it will help them in mm-hmm. their sports competitions.
You want to do it, but you want to make sure you're doing it properly. Yeah.
Exactly.
So about the strong muscles for adults, how about that, Carmen?
And this is one when I need to listen to myself because it is an area that I need to work on. But it's recommended, the Center for Disease Control says that adults should do strength exercises at least 2 days a week.
Okay.
And it's important to hit all the muscle groups. So you don't have to do all of them in one day. But mm-hmm. think about your legs, your hips, your back, shoulders, arms. Think about all the different parts of our body and how we can do exercises either at home or in a gym mm-hmm. to help those muscles become stronger.
Carmen Long is our guest on Extension Today on WIFM. It's February is Heart Month, and we're talking about be heart strong and strong, and that includes all muscles. And now, Carmen, we come to the category where I fit, and that's strong muscles for older adults.
So it's never too late. It's important that we, even as we get older, that we still work on building or maintaining strong muscles and lean body mass. And strengthening activities can help prevent muscle loss related to aging. So there's lots of opportunities, even as we get older, that we can still work on our muscles. So you could try lighter weight lifting, resistance bands. Something that I really like is yoga.
Uh-huh.
My husband went with me once to a yoga class. I drug him along, actually.
Okay.
And he thought it was going to be kind of a sissy thing, and he could barely walk the next day. Not all yoga classes are quite that strenuous, but there's lots of opportunities for group activities. Pilates might be another thing that you would enjoy doing. But then there's all fast pulling weeds, all those kinds of things that we do outside really does help as far as making us be stronger.
And on our next program, we're going to find out what Carmen's husband said when he found out she told on him.
Well, he'll have to admit it's true.
There you go. How about this, Carmen? What do we do with have special needs? How do you build muscle and keep your strength?
So if you have special needs, it's still really important for us to work on muscle strength, because if we have stronger muscles, it might actually help prevent muscle loss or injuries. Mm-hmm. But it's probably one of those things you might need to work with someone to help you figure out exactly what to do. So a physical therapist, some sort of a trainer, someone to help you. But not only do we need to do those exercises to be strong, we also need to plan our meals and snacks in order for us to be healthier. Make that plan to move more.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that a person told me a long time ago. If we actually put exercise or physical activity on our schedule, mm-hmm. it might be more likely to happen.
Yeah.
Often I hear people say, I don't have time for that.
Right.
Well, if we schedule activities to make us be healthier, mm-hmm. that's definitely really important. We need to make a priority to do that. It might be more likely to happen.
Yeah, sure. Just put it on the list. I mean, of things, daily things, or every other day, however you work it out, and just say, this is a part of what I do.
And sometimes if we make a plan to do physical activity with a friend or a family member, when we make that appointment, you've got somebody that's depending mm-hmm. upon you. It's easier to follow through that way. So plan, instead of just visiting on the phone with a friend or sitting in a chair, actually take a walk while you're visiting and get some physical activity in.
Physical activity, very important. Also, the food that you eat. And I was hoping, Carmen, that today on the program that maybe you could share some kind of unique recipe with us during Heart Month.
Sure. So one of the programs that we are doing through Cooperative Extension is called More in My Basket. And More in My Basket really encourages individuals who maybe are needing a little help with their food to reach out. Mm-hmm. And there's actually a website, morefood.org, that individuals can reach out to the More in My Basket staff to receive some assistance. And we're encouraging individuals who qualify for SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, to mm-hmm. sign up for that, because that program is there to help us so that we have enough food to eat that we can be healthy.
Right.
And we have a recipe that they have shared with us, actually from the American Heart Association, that's a chickpea salad with tomatoes and cucumbers.
Mm.
And it's one of those things that you can prepare ahead of time and have in your refrigerator. When you need a snack, you can just open the door and get some out. And it's a healthier option maybe than chips or candy or cookies.
Maybe. Definitely.
Yeah. So we're just going to use a can of either lower sodium or no salt added chickpeas, rinsed and drained.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we can do that with basically any canned beans. Just rinse that broth or juice off of them, and that will help reduce that sodium.
Yeah.
And then we're going to chop up a cucumber, a tomato, maybe some celery and onions. We can add some cilantro if we like that. And we're going to make a dressing with olive oil or canola oil, some balsamic vinegar or lemon juice. That acid does help when we're making salad dressings. It makes them taste a little bit better. And then we're going to add some cumin and paprika.
Mm.
We stir that all together, and we have got a yummy marinated salad that's just ready to eat whenever we are.
Wow. I'm taking this recipe home. It sounds delicious.
It does sound like something you could do a lot of things with. I think some feta cheese would be yummy added into that as well. So if individuals are interested in that recipe, we will add that to our website and Facebook page for the month of February. Or if someone wants us to send them a copy, we'll be happy to do that.
And what could they do to get in touch with you, Carmen, to get this information?
They can contact the Allegheny office at 336-372-5597
mm-hmm.
or the Surrey office at 336-401-8025.
Another great visit with Carmen Long today with the Allegheny and Surrey County Cooperative Extension offices. Carmen, thank you so very much. Appreciate it. Enjoy it all and look forward to talking to you again very soon. I hope you have a great rest of the day.
Thanks. You too as well, Danny.
And folks, thank you for joining us for Extension Today here on WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.